What?
Brian, I just had a major deja vu experience. You and I have lived this exact moment before.
Of course we have, lol. We take this maintenance flight once a month, and every time you pull this deja vu crap.
Whoa, that's exactly what you said before.
Lol.
Whoa, and you said that too.
Lol, please.
And that too.
Lol, stop it.
Whoa.
I hate this.
Whoa.
You're making me crazy.
Whoa.
Lol.
No, the last one wasn't whoa, deja vu. The last one was whoa, we're gonna crash into that plane.
Oh, darn, that mangy beast is still following me. Get lost, eh? Beat it, shoo.
You heard him, Roy. Beat it, shoo.
Oh, look at the doggy. Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Who's is he?
We don't know. Roy and I found him out in the parking lot. He was playing with a wet tennis ball and scratching himself.
That's exactly how we found Lowell. Who knows?
He must be hungry. I'll go get him something to eat.
Okay, sweetie. I gotta go take a flight now, okay? But I'll be back in just a little while. That's right, you cute little sweet dog baby. See ya.
So what are we gonna do with him?
What do you mean, we? He followed you in. That mangy little beast has not set foot in my house.
Well, I think you guys ought to reconsider it. This dog has got the gift. No woman can resist him.
I would take him, but... I'm allergic to dogs.
Well, I would take him, but I don't want to.
Oh, what a cute little doggy. Whose is he?
Mine.
Courtney, over here. Oh, Joe, this is Courtney Blake. She's my study partner in psych class.
Hi, nice to meet you, Courtney.
Same here. We're going to study together on our way to the exam. Yeah, well, I'll just get my coat.
You're a pilot, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Must be pretty romantic. I mean, the glamour, the risk, the freedom of the open sky. Oh, my God, how lame. The freedom of the open sky.
No, actually, it's not lame at all. Flying your own plane is pretty glamorous.
Joe, we're running low on barf bags.
Well, most of the time, it's glamorous.
Here you go, Joe.
Oh, thanks, Helen.
Helen? Helen Chappell! Oh, my God, I can't believe it. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who are you? Courtney. Courtney Blake.
Little Courtney Blake?
Good to see you. I used to babysit her. When was it? Like 5, 6 years ago? More like 12. I'm 19 now.
You are 19? You know, I was 19 when I sat you.
Well, Helen, that would make you about
27.
So what have you been doing?
Well, I'm here to pick up Faye. We're in the same class.
Great. You know, you look wonderful.
Oh, so do you. And I love that outfit. My mom has one just like it.
Thank you.
Oh, Courtney, I don't know about this test. I'm just so nervous that I'm forgetting everything.
Oh, come on, Faye. What about when you were in Stordas school? You had to take tests then.
Oh, no, those were easy. I mean, the only tricky part there was going down the emergency slide without your skirt flying over your head.
You better be gone. Bye, Helen. Imagine seeing you again after all these years.
Yeah, bye.
Good luck on your test there, kids.
Thanks.
Bye, Joe. Hope I see you again.
Yeah, me too.
Grow up.
Yeah, why is your mind always in the gutter? Oh, she hot or what?
Oh, man.
Tight little body, those incredible eyes.
Those long, beautiful legs.
Oh, did you see your butt?
No, I missed it.
No. How about that smile?
Oh, and the way her hair smelled. I think it was Prel.
Find out. Invite her over for some cake and a shower.
Wouldn't I love to?
What's stopping you?
Come on, Brian, she's 19. I'm not gonna go out with a 19-year-old. What kind of relationship are we gonna have?
The perfect kind! Meaningless! Hot.
physical and absolutely superficial, man. That's why 19 is the perfect age. No ticking biological clock, none of that. I need a commitment, none of that. Didn't we already do it this week?
Yeah, I know, but...
No buts. I mean, what happened to the guy who's gonna change his life? The guy who's gonna grab the gusto. She's the gusto, Joe. Grab her.
Hold on a minute here. You're being way too supportive. What's in this for you?
You're my brother. Man, I care about you.
Yeah. And?
And I want to see you happy.
And?
And I'm already in a relationship, and I want to get a cheap thrill by living vicariously through you. Is that so wrong?
Look, Brian, I would love to go out with Courtney, but 19? Wouldn't people talk?
Hey, Joe, you're a good-looking guy in his 30s without a girlfriend. Trust me, people are already talking.
You know what I was worried about? That test was so much easier than I thought it would be.
Really? Even the essay question?
There was an essay question?
Yeah, on page 2.
There was a page 2?
I didn't realize you'd still be at work.
Well, yeah, I have to take the 6 o'clock flight to Boston.
Oh, great. I'm on that flight.
Yeah?
I'm going to the Pearl Jam concert.
Pearl Jam.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I love them. A great tune they do.
Well, I'm meeting a bunch of my friends there, and I happen to know there's an extra ticket. Want to go?
Yeah, why not? I'd love to go see Pearl Jam.
Joe Hackett at a Pearl Jam concert? Pearl Bailey, maybe.
Hey, look who's here. Courtney?
Hi. Brian, look, I don't have anyone booked on the return flight, so I'm gonna stay in Boston and go to the Pearl Jam concert with Courtney.
Joe Hackett at a Pearl Jam concert.
What is so funny about that?
Well, for starters, you're wearing a tie and little wings.
I think he looks adorable.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Joe, would it be okay if I sat up front with you?
Yeah, sure.
Pick you up a date? Where are you going?
The health club. The aerobics class is letting out. Nothing I like better than sweaty women in spandex bending over to pet my pooch.
You're not gonna believe this. Joe and Courtney are rollerblading out on the tarmac.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, wow. Look at her out there wearing those tight athletic shorts. Very poor rollerblading safety.
Joe is acting completely ridiculous. This is crazy. You know, he only likes her for her body.
Oh, why, Helen, you almost sound a little threatened. You don't have anything to worry about. You still look wonderful.
Still? What do you mean by still?
Well, I didn't mean anything. I was trying to pay you a compliment.
What kind of compliment is that? In only a matter of time, my body's gonna go to hell.
No, I didn't say that. However, what age does to a woman's body is something we all just have to accept.
Faye's right. My mom used to have a figure just like mine, but, you know, eventually it changed.
Changed? Exactly when did this change occur?
It's just nature. When you're young, you have looks. When you're older, you get wisdom. Of course, I'd trade every deep thought in my head to get the old tush back.
You know, women worry too much about their bodies. I think we should just relax and let what's gonna happen, happen.
Mom's change, was it gradual or... boom, you know, like an inflatable raft.
Brian, do you really want to continue this discussion? Remember, I've seen pictures of your grandfather.
So?
So exactly how long until your ears do that?
Why is it that men don't realize that women get more interesting as they get older?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Helen. Never catch Lowell Mather with a younger woman. Women just get better with age, like fine wine, fine cheese, and most luncheon meat.
I've got a delivery here for a Helen Chapel.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, great. Here, just sign right there, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
Do I look like a ma'am to you?
Yeah, look at this skin. Does this look like the skin of a ma'am? No, ma'am.
What?
No, sir. All right, what am I supposed to call you guys?
You can call me babe, toots,
sweetheart,
kitten,
sweet cakes,
cupcakes, but not ma'am. So if you know what's good for you, we're gonna walk away, and you better look at our butts the whole time.
Are you sure you've never done this before? You were very good.
Well, had a great teacher.
Mm. Oh, God! Oh. Tell me when it's over.
Okay. Not yet. Mm. Not yet. Oh. Now, nah, it's over.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
So, we're on for tonight?
Absolutely.
What are you kids doing tonight?
I'm reading some poetry at the campus coffee house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd love it if y'all came. I could use all the support I can get.
Bye. Mm-hmm. So, we're on for some poetry, huh? You heard it. A kid needs our support.
You are so transparent. I know you just want to go and gawk at a bunch of young college girls.
So are we going?
Sure. Wouldn't mind gawking at some college boys.
You look at other guys?
So, what time's the poetry reading?
You're going?
Oh, you bet I'm going. Because I wouldn't want to miss a chance to see you make an ass of yourself.
What's the problem, Helen? Are you jealous of me and Courtney?
I'm not jealous of you and Courtney.
Then what do you care who I date? I mean, you're in a relationship, Brian and Alex in a relationship. Why can't I have a little fun?
Okay, you mean tell you why? I'll tell you. You going out with a girl that age is crazy. She is a child. I mean, what could you possibly have in common? I mean, for God's sakes, Joe, I bathed that girl. I tucked her in.
What a coincidence.
I feel so out of place here.
What do you mean? We're not much older than them.
No, but we're the only people here that don't have something pierced or tattooed.
Speak for yourself.
Here you go.
Thank you. Joe, what looks different about you? Oh, I know what it is. You don't have Courtney attached to your lip. So, where is she anyway?
She's running late. She'll be here.
So this relationship with Courtney is actually working.
It is not a relationship. Now, that is a great thing about it. It's not leading anywhere. No heavy talk about the future. It's just two people having fun together. You know, it's like the lyrics in that Smashing Pumpkins song.
Whoa. Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah. Haven't you heard them? They're really excellent. Don't try to be too hip. Just had this image of Joey Bishop wearing a Nehru jacket.
Sorry,
I'm late.
Hi. All right, everyone. Welcome to The Cup. I'm Trevor, your host for this evening's journey. First up, we have a special treat, a poet whose insights on the human condition will blow you away. Let's open up our minds to the poetry of Lowell.
I call this terminal life. Ow, I bang my thumb. Ow, I bang my thumb again. Why? It's that sticky baggage compartment door, that's why. I ate my lunch.
Meatloaf.
I drink from a thermos. Hot this time. Ow, I burned my tongue.
I didn't know Lowell was a poet.
I didn't know our baggage compartment door was sticking.
Right. Our next poetess is a local college student whose verse is as awesome as she is. I give you the poetry of Courtney Blake.
Hope you like it. This is called My Lover.
You dog.
Why do I breathe? My lover knows. For we share one heart, one body, one soul. And my ears fall deaf on the words of those who say he's too brooding, too glum, too old. If my lover should leave, taking his caress, let me breathe no more. Shove a knife in my chest.
All right, so she's no Lowell.
This has been the greatest week of my life.
I've had so many dates this week, I've had to turn half of them away.
No, if I had met this dog 20 years ago, I'd be in a jar right now.
Excuse me. I lost my dog. Would you mind putting these pictures up around your lunch counter?
This is your dog?
Oh, Max! Oh, I missed you so much.
Hey, what are you doing with our dog?
Your dog? It's my dog. I lost him around here about a week ago. Come on, Max, let's go home.
Not so fast. How do we know he's yours?
Look at me. I haven't spent a Saturday night alone in 3 years.
It's his. Look, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'll give you $5,000 for the dog.
Not on your life. I know what this dog can do.
Oh, my God. This is the cutest, sweetest little puppy.
Really, you think so?
Do you mind if I go outside and play with them?
Maybe we were giving the dog too much credit.
Yeah, since when do we need a dog to meet women?
Let's try the pound.
You're on.
So, what are you gonna do about Courtney?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you screwed up. You made her fall in love with you.
Well, I can't help that. It's not my fault.
See, that's what happens when you date a 19-year-old. If you don't feel the same way about her, you have to break it off. Now.
Oh, this isn't fair. Helen, are you really sure this is serious?
Shove a knife in my chest.
Well, it's a poetic metaphor. It could mean anything.
Yeah, as in, life is so wonderful, I could just shove a knife in my chest.
Damn. I'm having such a great time, but I'm just not ready to settle down. Why couldn't I have met her 5 years from now?
Wouldn't work, Joey, because in 5 years, she'll be 24 and she'll be focusing on her career.
True. But then in another 6 years, she'd be 30, she'd be thinking about kids, so she'll be ready to settle down.
I mean, you'll be 44, having a midlife crisis. You want another 19-year-old.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, this is hopeless. Why can't I just have an empty, meaningless relationship like other people?
You will, Joey. Just haven't found the right woman yet.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you reading?
Sylvia Plath.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she that poet who committed suicide?
Courtney, we really need to talk.
Okay, here goes. I think you're a very special person.
So are you, Joe.
Yeah, you're beautiful and witty, and I was incredibly flattered by your poem.
Oh, my God, I don't believe this.
No, just let me finish. Look, I know that right now I seem like this incredibly exciting older guy.
Joe?
No, please, just hear me out. You know, I mean, I'm a pilot, and that is so romantic and glamorous.
You thought that poem was about you?
Oh, well, sure. Isn't it?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I should have seen this. No, Joe, I wrote that poem about Michael.
Michael?
Well, yeah.
All right. It makes sense that you'd be seeing someone closer to your own age. So what is this guy, like a senior?
Actually, Michael's my English professor. He's 45.
45? Isn't that a little old for you?
No, not at all.
What could you possibly see in this guy?
Oh, Michael's deep and cultured and brilliant.
Well, I thought we had something here.
We did, but that's what was so great about it. It was just something light and frivolous.
Light and frivolous? What was I to you? Just some cute little side dish?
Please don't do this to yourself.
No. I feel so used.
Look, I know right now it seems like your whole world's falling apart, but trust me, you will meet other girls. And in time, you'll forget all about me.
I will never forget this as long as I live. Never. I call this one dumped.
Does Sam Malone have a conscience, a moral compass, a tiny voice inside that tells him what to do and how to act?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do hear this little voice, but it's not coming from the direction of my brain.
Cheers is next on Nick at Night.